what God says about how he saves people. Christ earned a glorious salvation for his people. It is that which Christ earned that the Holy Spirit applies to the individuals whom God has elected. How does the Spirit apply God's work? God sends a preacher of the gospel. Through the words of that person who faithfully presents the true gospel, God issues a call to the individuals of his choosing. Many may hear the gospel with their ears yet ignore it. The individuals, however, who hear the call of God in their hearts will always respond with joyful abandonment to him. This is true because along with such a call, God also issues spiritual life. A good illustration of this is the incident where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus was dead when Jesus commanded him to come out of the tomb. The only logical explanation is that along with the command, Jesus granted Lazarus life. Just as Lazarus then responded, so people who have been called in this way respond with faith and repentance. To this person, God grants the perfect life record of Jesus in the place of his life of rebellion. And he grants the death of Jesus as his substitute to pay for his life of sin. Because this person now stands clothed in the perfect life and death of Christ, God can call him just. The brand new Christian comes to believe the full reality of this astounding truth through the eyes of faith. Faith, which itself is a gift from God. Appreciation for this truth grows until it becomes the all-consuming passion of the child of God, until he is welcomed at death into the presence of the God he loves. The certainty and beauty and completeness of this work of God for you, a rescued rebel, gives a solid peace in the face of death, whether the death is that of a loved one or your own. This is a critical point that I would like to stress in the strongest possible way. God has also committed himself to making every believer he saves pure in their thoughts, motives, and actions. This is the struggle of the Christian life that will come to completion at the moment when God receives him at death or the return of Christ. It is because salvation is a work of God that it is so thrilling. To face death on the basis of what you have done will always leave you in the fear of doubt.